Blog Talk Radio.
Lost my wife, my car, my home. I almost lost my mind, yeah. Oh, Lord. My wheel was just, it got arrested.
Yeah, yeah.
Hard to keep me from crying. Oh, yeah.
If you ever walked a mile in my shoes,
ever walked a mile in my shoes,
you would see what I've been going through. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I never really meant to hurt you.
I never meant to hurt you. Oh, no.
Just the thing that I've been going through.
Lost time, lost money.
Oh, I lost
yeah. I almost lost my way. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Well,
I heard the very one that believed in me. Oh,
your inspiration, you're inspiring to everybody. So let me make you live for a second so you can share some wisdom as we get our show started. Brother Pratt, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing well, brother. I just enjoy everything that you're doing, and thank you so much for inviting me to be a part of this wonderful, wonderful topic. And so, again, brother, it's good to hear your voice as well.
Awesome, man. I tell you now, see, God is blessing us so, and we can connect in so many ways. So that's why we got to stand on a hilltop and shout his name. Say, thank you, Lord, and give him the highest praise of hallelujah, because that's what the Dr. Lowe's neighborhood is all about. We're going to do this thing block by block. Brother Pratt, thank you so much. And our special guest is also, I'm going to introduce her as well. I'm going to come back and make sure and do Brother Pratt, because it ain't just about just him saying hello. It's the way you're bringing me here, and that's what it's all about. I am so glad to come before you at this hour. He is right at the lunchtime for a lot of people, and it's beyond lunch, and some people have late lunch, but it's all about having some knowledge about what's happening in your neighborhood. We want to talk about the issues block by block. We're going to talk about actually what goes on in your home, and that's where we have to start, brothers and sisters. We can't look nowhere else. Again, I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the hour, and thank you so much for having my special guest and also the co-host of many of the shows that we have. That's Brother Pratt and Minister Stephanie. Thank you so much. I'm so glad to have both of y'all, but I want y'all to hold on because I got to give you that introduction now. The call-in number so you can be a part of this is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by calling out the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask you to give your location, if your name, if you choose to, then ask you to offer your expertise on what's happening in your community. What issues that's troubling in your neighborhood? So how we want to attack this is block by block. And that's what it's all about. It's so good to have an opportunity. Now, if you want to be a part of the show, just listening to it through the web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio. You know, I have to put this thing on .com/WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. That's where we are now. So it used to be the Smith Way Production, formerly the Smith Way Production, but it's always going to be the Smith Way Production. So we'll make sure you'll be a part of this. So all you have to do is go to that. You can call in or either go to the web link, and you can be a part of it. You can only hear the show when you go to the web link. But if you call in, you can hear the show and share your expertise as well. You can as well as tweet the show, and it's all important that you take an opportunity to tweet us because it's good. That is at WBSW_internet_talk_radio or at the Smith Wave Production at Lorenza D. Smith 15. The show is also being broadcast on Facebook. We have two devices working, Facebook as well as Instagram. So we're so glad to have each and every one of the individuals that's joining us one by one on Facebook as well as on Instagram. Give them an early shout out. We have Cinnamon Brown joining us, Natalie Wooder, as well as our special guest. She's also saying that she can't hear me, so I'm going to make sure I pick it up a little bit. It might be down a little bit. Let me turn my volume up and get it up right quick so we can be heard. We're going to make sure we can
be heard. I have you now, sir.
Okay, awesome. I had to turn it up. See, I'm sitting up here having it low because I've been working so many devices, but thank you so much being able to let me know where I am so we all can be in the same place. Now, as I say, you can have an opportunity to tweet the show. You can, and also email us. You can email us at WBSWInternetTalkRadio@gmail.com. As I was saying, we're being broadcast on Facebook, facebook.com/BRLBRTOSmith. Instagram as well. We're being broadcast as well. I'm looking at a couple of very special people on here. We have a King C 335338 joining us. Thank you, King, so much. Also, Shay _Boogie. That's Shani Brown. Thank you, Shani, for joining us and being a part of this right now. We hope other individuals do it as well. All right, let's kind of get started with where we are. One of the things I want to make sure I do share with you, WBS. WBS Internet Talk Radio, is we have listeners and watchers in 18 countries. That's including the United States, Canada, and Mexico on the North American continent. And we're so glad to have all of those individuals listening as well as watching. We also want to take an opportunity to give a Black History Moment. And as I tell everybody on each of my shows, I make a point to give a shout out to individuals. True enough, with my organization, we got to understand. I got some other people saying they can't hear me. I think I picked it up a little bit. I think I picked it up, but if not, I got another device I need to make sure working as well. Thank you so much. And so I tell you, it's good to have loyal listeners. That's Rachel Robinson out of Tallahassee, Florida, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I want to give her a shout-out. She was letting me know she couldn't hear me as well. So we're going to make this thing do what it do. And we always talk about the historical Black history moment, a historical moment. We always try to talk and focus. I do focus on my organization, some of the individuals. And this person is well-known. And we want to definitely give him a shout-out because he made a difference. He served in the highest office in the United States. He, known as William Bill Clinton, he's the past president of the United States of America and also a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Bill, keep doing what you're doing, making things happen. We're recognizing you today as a Black History Moment. And let's move forward. I want to introduce these awesome individuals that's joining us. Ladies always first. And we want to make sure, even though it's special, she's our special guest, but the lady is always first. You open the door for her. You pull up the seat. You push it back. You make sure she has it. Walk to the other part. You're close to the street. You never let a lady do that. Hells, Berkeley, California. She's the founder and director of Behind the Mask Ministry, making things happen, getting us to take off the mask.
Mm-hmm.
Without further ado, we're so glad to have this special guest, none other than Ministress Denise Stephanie. How you doing, Ministress?
Oh, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great. I just want to thank you for allowing me to have this platform to talk about Behind the Mask Ministry and what we're all about out here in Berkeley, California.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you for joining us. And let me introduce this young man that's joining us today. I do appreciate it. He's always with us. He's on our relationship show. He's on our Love Cafe. He jump in every now and then. He hop in. He'll throw some thoughts in our talking wheel to you. Thank this young man for wanting to be a part of it. And I just look up to him. He inspires me. Yeah, we on the show. I'd be excited right now. So many things said. I have to use these to make me a better man. And that's what it's all about. This young man hails from Texas, Worth, Dallas, Texas area. Known as a relationship coach, a relationship strategist. He's a pastor, none other. And soon I say, I speak this in existence because God will bless us as we speak it as a doctor, none other than Pastor, future doctor, Eddie Pratt. How you doing, Brother Pratt?
I'm doing well. All I know is that whenever I get out and start traveling again, I'm going to have you introduce me.
No problem. No problem. Just call over. I can do it. I'll be there to do it. If you need me to come on the line, I'll do it. I'm good.
All right.
Anyway, it go. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Hey, we're going to have an awesome show with the time we have left. We run about 30, 35 minutes, 40 minutes on this show. We don't want to be here, you know, all day because we come back tonight. We have our relationship show at 7 o'clock tonight, the Dr. Lowe Show. And we talk about real relationship topics. And we focus tonight at 7 o'clock. And that's Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And if you don't push forward to 5 o'clock on that Pacific Coast when they're just getting off work or just getting on that I-5 or on the freeway, the bypass, or however you want to call it, then it's bumper to bumper. So that's what it's all about. So we're going to make this thing do what it do. Our title is What Happens When You Take Off the Mask. You know, think about that. What happens when you take off the mask? Do you begin to see better? Go ahead on, Brother Pratt. That's what I want you to jump over here. What happened when you
that was Minister Denise Stepney was about to say something.
All right.
When we talk about a mask, it's sort of like you think about these superheroes. You know, when they have the outfit on, you know, they're super, they're great. You know, and they portray this image that they're invincible. And when they come from behind the suit, we get an opportunity to see what they're really made of. So the mask is sort of our protection from exposing that I'm facing challenges, I'm facing struggles, I may not be all that you think I am. And when you ask me, you know, so often in church we use this terminology, you know, someone may say, so how are you, sis? Oh, I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. You know, God is good and, you know, I'm anointed and blah, blah, blah. And then when we get home, the mask comes off and we're depressed. We feel unwanted. We feel unloved. We feel that the challenge that I'm in, I can't let anybody know about. And if I expose who I really am, will you still love me?
Yes.
Will you still see me as this great anointed evangelist or this anointed pastor? If I let you know who I really am behind this mask, can you still see me in the same light that you've always seen me in? But what we fail to realize is that we all have struggles. We all have challenges. Somehow we feel that when we come into Christ that we're just going to be skipping through this field of daisies. And I want to tell you, that's when the real attack begins. Because in the world, we can pretend to be whoever we want to be. But in God, he sees you just how you are. and what God wants us to do. You say that I have this sickness in me, God. I'm facing this struggle, whatever your struggle may be. It may be you're addicted to drugs, and but yet you portray this image that, you know, I'm this super Christian, and but I can't let anybody know I'm struggling with pornography, or I'm struggling with lust, or I'm struggling with, it seems like I can't keep my hands to myself. We all have these challenges, but that's behind the mask. And this topic about what happens when the mask come off, let me tell you, when the mask come off, you better be prepared, because that's when you're going to face scrutiny. That's when you're going to face judgment. These are all the things that happen behind the mask. And when you come off, the mask comes off, it reveals who you really are. But see, that's who God created you to be, who you really are. It's no sin to have a struggle. The sin is when you stay in the struggle. And the thing is, we want God to heal our land, but we don't want to admit that the land is infected. And now everything I touch, every relationship that I get in, I infect them. It affects them.
I love what you're saying. I wanted to, if I could piggyback on something that you just said, I think what happens is there is a unrealistic facade that we put out, saying that we are. I love the superhuman image illustration that you use, because one of the things that I think that hurts leaders. We did a conference out in California. You remember, out in Berkeley, California. Matter of fact, it was called When Shepherds Bleed. And
that was awesome.
This was a conference that gave leaders, not just in the faith, but leaders in business as well, to be able to give them a safe place to talk about the challenges that they experience and that they go through. And the thing that is so difficult, the higher you climb, the smaller the circle seems to be. And I think that that is something that we've got to get rid of, that thought process and that unrealistic, you know, expectation, because as you take on more responsibility, you take on more burdens. And with that, and then you're concerned about the people that you may be leading or shepherding or whatever your position may be, that if we don't, how can you, it's almost like I use the illustration again of when you're flying on an airplane, if those oxygen things come down, you've got and you've got a child with you, you've got to put that oxygen on yourself first so that you are healthy and breathing well enough to take the oxygen mask off and put it on the child so that they can breathe. If you die, they're left dangling because they have no leadership at that point. If we are not dealing with what, first of all, the person who you are should never be masked in the first place.
Come on now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because if you are an authentic person, you can lead and still not feel like there's a pressure not to show that you have emotions. Like this whole thing about men don't cry and that kind of stuff. All right, we have, if Jesus wept, what in the world made us think that we are, that we are bigger than that. And that is a man-made concept that is creating. That is a man-made concept that is creating a sickness and mental health in men and in people, period. But when a man is looked at as being weak because he's, you know, shed a tear behind losing his mother or losing his grandmother or hurting because of whatever that emotion is, somehow that diminishes him as being a strong man. Let me tell you, remember what I've always said, tension is always searching for an address. It will either find a healthy place to reside or an unhealthy place to reside, and it's the response to the tension that determines the address. If you are hiding this tension behind a mask and you have nowhere to release it, no safe place to release it, that someone that you can talk with that can help you go through a process of just getting it out. Sometimes just hearing yourself get it out with another person that is not going to be judging you. You've got to pour it out. You've got to empty it out so something positive can be poured in, which is why I think it's so important. And this thing is really, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk so much, but one of the things that's really bothering me about so much is the stigma about weakness when it comes to therapy.
Right.
You know, that can be, that actually is the most, that is for a man or a woman. That is the most adult mature thing that you could do for yourself is to invest in the mental health of yourself.
Come on, brother. Come on, brother. Come on now.
Because the more the healthier you are, the healthier your decisions will be.
Exactly. Exactly. Let me tell you something, Eddie. I remember, and Dr. Lorenzo, I remember when this ministry was first given to me. Now, I'm going to tell you, it all started when I came out of my struggle of addiction. And who would have thought at the age that I started to get addicted in a drug, it would have been so late in my age, but there was a spiraling down that of events that happened. So when I came to Christ, I was just, you know, coming, trying to come from behind the mask of hiding the addictions that I was involved in. But I remember a young lady was teaching a Sunday school class. And she was point on the lesson, and then all of a sudden the lesson took a shift. And I said, did you feel that? I'm looking around like, did anybody else feel that? She went from teaching the lesson to a cry for help. And I wondered to myself, does anybody see this? She started talking about, what do you do when you feel ugly? Now, let me tell you, this girl was drop-dead gorgeous. But what do you do when you feel ugly? What do you do when you feel unloved? Now, remember, she's within the body. The body of Christ, where every member is fitly joined together. So if I stub my toe, my body going to feel the rest of it. But my thought was, I began to cry, and I said, oh, my God. She started talking about all these struggles she was having, yet when she would come to church, she was just in her full glory. No one knew that she was struggling with these issues. And I remember going to bed that night. I couldn't sleep. And the Lord woke me up at about 3 in the morning, and I heard the voice say, behind the mask. And so I'm saying, Lord, what do you mean behind the mask? These are the issues that are going on behind the mask of I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. God is good, and, you know, he's an awesome God. But when I get home, this girl is feeling ugly, unwanted, unloved, and rejected. And so this ministry was built off of someone else's pain, but the biggest issue was, why is it we're one body fitly joined together, but I didn't feel her pain? There was a disconnect, and there's a disconnect in the body when you have to put an image on that you're this perfect person because now I'm in Christ, I'm just perfect. No. We all have things that we're yet shedding, that we're yet taking off. We all have struggles. We all have challenges. And we hide behind that because we're afraid of the backlash. We're afraid of the image someone will, they're not going to see me as this pillar of the community anymore if I tell you that when I go home, I beat my wife or my husband. I can't keep my tongue right because I tongue-lashed my husband. You know what I mean? No one, you don't want anybody to know that that's the real you. But you know what God is waiting on? He knows your struggle. He knows your challenges. What he needs you to do is confess to God, I got this problem. I can't stop watching stuff I ought not be watching. I
can
can't
I share,
stop lying, God.
Can I share something with you all, just on that note that you just said, Denise, which I think is really powerful. Dr. Rosen, you got it going on, brother. Every time you bring these topics up, they're incredible. So,
thank you, brother. We're going to make you keep on doing what it do.
This is here's the thing that's interesting. If you go to the fall of man in Genesis chapter 3, there's a really interesting – I love the questions that God asks. God asks when after Adam and Eve ate from the tree – and, of course, we know the story. The interesting thing is that what he did is he came to the man first, and he asked him, where are you? And so someone asked me one time when I was preaching about this, they asked me, why would God ask, where are you? And so I said, well, let me put it this way. just piggybacking what you just said, Minister Denise, about living behind the mask. If God is omnipresent, which means he's everywhere, and
right.
he's omniscient, which means he knows all, so he knows how you really feel. He knows what you're really going through. That question of where are you is not a question of location. That's a question of spirituality. Where are you spiritually?
Yes.
All he was
yes.
looking for is for Adam to say, I messed up.
There it is.
I'm in a bad place. I got influenced by something. But here's the thing that's really interesting about that whole passage. Adam was right there. Like I've had to show this to a lot of pastors, that it said that she bit the fruit and gave to her husband who was with her, which means
yes.
he was watching and listening to the deception while it was happening right there before his eyes.
Yeah. Come on now.
But then he turned around and said, this woman that you gave me, she gave me the fruit. So in other words, he's blaming it on her and he's blaming it on God. And it's interesting, it never says why Adam never stepped in front of his wife and said to the serpent, get away from my wife, because God commanded us not to eat from this tree.
Yes.
So that bad decision led to bad thoughts, bad decisions.
Yeah.
And here's the other part that a lot of times I don't think gets talked about. You notice Cain killed Abel, right? It led to a generational
yeah.
pattern of the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Because he killed his brother in private, and God came right to him and said, where's your brother? See, he knows.
Mm-hmm.
And still then, he was looking for Cain to say, I killed my brother.
There's
but he gave him
I did it.
Right, he gave him an opportunity, which is what I call a pause for grace. He said, why are you angry? Why has your countenance
right.
failed?
Yes.
Why? If you do right, if you do right, you'll be accepted. See, in other words, if we just come clean with God, if we just come clean with ourselves, if we're just authentic
yes.
about who we are,
yes.
if we're authentic about who we are,
yes.
then we don't have to be something that we're not. You know, it's a lot of work pretending. You know, it's a lot of work.
Ooh, it's hard work.
It's very hard. And you know the beautiful thing, let me tell you about the beautiful thing about this ministry that God has given me. And it's not a ministry for everybody, but it's the call and the assignment that God has on my life. And what I try to do is I try to give people a platform to come and to talk about their challenges, talk about their struggles, talk about other things that you may be battling with in your life, to understand that we're all just human. We are but just flesh. So as long as we're in this flesh, we're going to have challenges. We're going to have struggles. But what I want them to know is that when you see me, you may see me now, you may see my pictures on Facebook, but you didn't know me then. You didn't know me when I was down to a size 2, cracked out of my mind, walking the streets of Tracy, California, looking crazy. You didn't know me then. But what I want to show you is that I don't care where you are, what kind of battle you're in, what kind of struggle you're in, there's a God in heaven that's able to deliver you. I'm a living, walking, breathing testimony of the power of God. He's real. And whatever battle you're in, whatever struggle, I don't care what it is, depression, suicidal thoughts, God is able. But he has these living, breathing, walking testimonies. Never be ashamed to tell people where God has brought you from. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed to tell people, yes, that was me you saw. That was me you saw, hair undone, not bathing, not caring, walking the streets of Tracy looking crazy. That was me. But I want you to see me now, because when you see me now, you don't see a self-made woman. You see a God-made woman. Everything that I am, everything that I could ever hope to be, it's because of God. This ministry that God has given me is an opportunity for people to come together in a circle and say, help me. I'm in this struggle. And I don't think nobody else is going through this. Oh, I beg to differ, sister. Let me tell you about where I was. And I want you to take a good look at what God can do. You don't have to put that gun to your head. You don't have to put those pills down your throat. You don't have to end it all. because we have an author and a finisher of our faith. And this is not the destiny that God has for you. We've all been called to a purpose and a plan in God. Not one of us that was created has not a purpose in his life. What I want you to understand is I've given you an opportunity to come and share your testimony. I've had people, guests on my show that have talked about suicide. I've had people that come to my ministry that have talked about before they got there, they were wanting to give up. But when they heard the testimonies of others, they were able to overcome that feeling of death that had come for them. I've had young women come. Her name, matter of fact, we're going to have an upcoming event in March, where a young lady by the name of Misty Harrelson, who was in a domestic violence situation where she lost her eye to it, she came and gave her testimony at my ministry. And before that, she was with Tina of Owning My Own Truth, which is another domestic violence ministry doing a great work out here in California. And she shared her story about what she went through. But what my hope is with this ministry, that you will be empowered, you will be inspired to seek after God for whatever the struggle or whatever the battle is that you're going through. Don't give up. I'm proof that you don't have to give up. God has great things in store for you, great things in store for you. He wants you to come to the purpose and the assignment that he has on your life. And the enemy's job is to tell you that there's no purpose for you. Nobody loves you. Nobody cares about you. That's a trick of the enemy. This ministry is for you to come. I'll give you that platform to come and share your testimony.
Awesome, awesome. Man, that's powerful right there. I tell you, now, we only have a short period of time, but we're going to do this again. This is, you know, I'm so excited over here, Brother Pratt and Minister Stephanie, Denise. I'm going to say Denise because we're going to be on first name basis for just right now.
Yes.
And it's all about being able to share and taking the mask off. You know, I just want to take a minute just to kind of share a personal thing with myself. Pastor Pratt said something about no matter what we go through, sometimes we can't solve our own. He didn't say it so much like that. Our own problem, we have to seek some assistance or support from somebody else. We have to allow to take the mask off or drop our guard so we can share with somebody else. Because I felt at times, no matter, I worked hard and did a lot of things and had family and everything, but I felt like I was hiding behind a mask. Everything that I was dealing with, I put it in the closet. And I kept punching it, putting it in the closet, putting it in the closet, putting it in the closet. And you know, before long, that closet is going to do what? It's going to explode. So the thing about
exactly.
It eventually did. And it was a need to seek counseling. And I tell people, and Brother Pratt can say it, that it is. You become a man when you're willing to realize what's going on with you and you seek help for it. Ain't nothing wrong with crying, having a tear. And you know, you don't always have, you can go in your closet and just talk with our Lord and Savior, and you can bawl all you want. If you want to bawl out in public, that's your choice. People have to quit getting caught up in all these crazy thoughts that what we should do, what man think we should do, is what our Lord and Savior said. I'm not going to go any further. Because, see, this is all about sharing about the mass and behind the mass ministry. We have probably about 11 minutes left on it. And what I want you to do now, Minister Denise, we want you to come back. We want you to come back.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm a Tuesday, Thursday, 1 o'clock man now with this show, and I'm always making a point to get topics in here. You know, the vision came in 2017 to do this. Take this vessel so the word can get out. As I look at Facebook and Instagram, individuals is typing out and writing thoughts and sharing, you know, saying correct, saying amen. And see, that's what it's all about. I mean, the word is getting out, and that's what it's all about.
Amen. Amen.
Take this minute. Let you share any upcoming events, not trying to rush it because I would love to be here. But, you know, we have time limits on everything, and we just have to work with
you.
Okay.
Yes. I want to let them know that I do have an upcoming event in March. It'll be posted on Facebook. Also, you can find Behind the Mask Ministry on Facebook, you know, under Denise Stepney. Behind the Mask Ministry. And Brother Pratt and I have this upcoming event. It'll be a relationship one-on-one, right, Eddie? Is that what we said?
Yeah,
is Eddie?
Relationship 101 in
will be the upcoming event. Relationship 101, we'll be talking about relationships in these times and how to have healthy relationships, and talking about how to handle long distance relationships. That'll be some topics.
Oh,
so we got some
good one.
We got some good things that we're going to be talking about in the relationship 101. And we did this in California a couple of years ago, got a huge, huge positive response. And as I've shared with some of you guys, if you are on that participate in Dr. Lowe's Love Cafe, I am in the process of writing a book about healthy relationships, and hopefully it will be done and published and ready to go out in the spring. So keep your eyes open, ears open for that.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I just want to say to everyone, you know, to just own your own truth, you know, just like Tina's organization, Owning My Own Truth, it's nothing wrong with sometimes just getting some alone time with God and saying, God, I need you. I can't fight this battle by myself anymore. So it's no shame in admitting that you need deliverance. We all have struggles. We all have challenges. But I really just want people to understand that we have a God that is able. We have a God that loves us more than we could ever even fathom in our mind. And he wants us to be delivered. So I thank you so much for this opportunity, Dr. Lorenzo. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you joining us, and I will be on the line listening to y'all show. It's good for me to be the part of the watchers and the listeners now. I like that. And thank you so much, T. You're doing awesome. Keep on. God is blessing us in many ways. Brother Pratt, you want to say anything before we totally leave the show? You may want to just share something besides what you shared. You want to share anything else?
Just, again, last thing would just be something I mentioned earlier. Be authentic with yourself.
Yes.
Just
yes.
Be authentic with yourself. The people that won't love, the people that will cast you aside based on who you really are, they weren't with you in the first place.
Amen. Amen.
Awesome. You know, and I want to say this, Brother Pratt, again, thank you and Minister Denise for being a part of this and just being a part of, because my connection with Brother Pratt was through Brother Minister Denise. That's how I connected with you. See, God
is blessed. Sure is. That's right.
That's it. So the thing, as well as with Tina and Gina and all those, it's just that connection. God can see. And we want to bring people together that's doing his work. And that's what it's all about. This two right here that will be a team on their broadcast, Relationship 101. I'm looking forward to it. I am their biggest supporter. I can tell you, because that's what it is. It just feels, my heart is just so excited to know that things are happening. And God is blessing us to get the word out through whatever vessel it may be. So, again, thank both of y'all for giving us an awesome show today. It's been quite entertainment. And I wrote some notes now that I'm going to talk about later on, things that I know that need to be heard and continue to be heard. And Brother Pratt, thank you. Minister Denise, thank you so much. It's been awesome. It's been awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. At the lateness of the hour, we've got about 4 or 5 minutes. And one of the things I want to make sure, I always give a shout out to our listening audience and the individuals who are watching. It's so important. You know, it's hard at 1 o'clock in the daytime, 11 o'clock, Denise time, 2 o'clock, I know for sure, Tallahassee. One of our listeners in Tallahassee, Rachel Robinson, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. She works now on Florida A&M University. So she had an opportunity to just kind of tune in, and we thank you so much. Not trying to call you out, and we know a lot of us are working from home, because as a professor on the university campus, I work from home too as well with the classes I teach. So I know some individuals are doing the same thing. Also, a shout out to Cinnamon Brown. Thank you so much for joining us. Natalie Woodard. Thank you so much for joining. And Denise, as we know, the awesome job you did today, thank you so much for joining. Also on Facebook, you gave me the word that you couldn't hear me earlier, but we picked it up. And my relative, my cousin, Annie Kathy Smith, Thank you so much. And our prayers is always with you, and fam is always around. Fam, she lost her husband several months ago, a cousin. So we're coming together as a family and said thank you so much. Also, we have Eddie Pratt. You heard him talk elegantly, the doctor. That's what he is, and he will be there. Don't worry about it. It's going to happen.
You're going to be my high
school. It's going to happen. I'm speaking into existence. Then we also have Nikki Alexander. Nikki Alexander joined us. I just saw her summer popped up. So, Nikki, thank you for joining us. And Nikki is working, and she came on our show, and we post about how she can help you dealing with your credit, improving your credit, building your credit. And I always try to run it every time, once a month, twice a month, on each and every one. I had a chance. She invited me to sit in on a Zoom last night. So I take an opportunity when you ask me. I take time because I'm asking the same thing out of you. I can do the same thing. And that's what's so important. We have to remember, you have to give. If you're a giver, you'll have a problem doing it. My love language is giving. What you talking about? See? So I don't mind doing that. It's truly, truly a great opportunity to come here at 1 o'clock, and we'll be back on Thursday. We'll be back with a possibility of part two here. You know, we'll talk about it, and we'll focus on it. We're going to talk about taking that mask off. We're gonna get it off. Once you realize what's behind it, you have an opportunity to be very successful. We also want to give a shout-out on Instagram. As I stated earlier, we had King C, 335-338. And, you know, those are the handles they have. Thank you, King, for doing it. We have Shay underscore Boogie. That's my daughter right there. Thank you so much, Shay. She's joined us. She had a lot of things to share in here. And one of the things she did said, be authentic. And we know that's been heard today. She said, correct,
amen.
Be authentic. And all these people with the mask on, and when you take the mask off, if they show themselves, believe what you see and run. That's what it's all about. So as we close out, check us out tonight at 7 o'clock, and that's at Dr. Lowe's show, the real relationship talk show with no filters. 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and I always had to put that Pacific Standard Time on there, 5 o'clock. We're going to have a ball, so check us out. And I tell you, God is blessing us to be able to bring this to you, and we're so happy. We're rejoicing to the highest level we can rejoice, and I want you to keep that in mind. God will deliver you. He will deliver you, but you got to put your trust in.
Amen.
And as we always say, hashtag be responsible. One life matters. Keep on grinding. Communicate for understanding. Hashtag make it do what it do. Have an awesome rest of the evening. We'll see you at 7 o'clock tonight. Thank you so much, Ministers Denise, Stephanie, and Pastor Dr. Eddie Pratt. Thank y'all so much for joining us today.
You're welcome, brother.
Thank you, Eddie.
Take care of yourself. Have a great afternoon.
Bye-bye.
Be safe.
All right.
Bye-bye.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. And sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Glad to come before you. You know, I always tell you, as we slowly walk away,
cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
You know, just give them a hug.
Hurt me.
Give them a
Exodus, you are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.